Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we always want to talk about the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment is where we share from Proverbs, and it's so important. You know, wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. And we're going to be talking from, briefly, Proverbs chapter 3 as we come to the end of the extra hour. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, and it reads, it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you." Think about it. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Think about it. Do you know what the secret to success is? This is the secret to success. Do you want to be able to, instead of doing all your networking with your business card, do you really want to have a good name amongst men who actually care about them? And there's people you can never satisfy, but and to be right before God, think about this. This is what he says. He says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart." Love and faithfulness. Now, love with God is not saying "I love you." Love with God is knowing and hiding. It's abiding. We talk about abiding. It's knowing, spending time with God, hiding his word in our heart, and then obeying what he leads us to do. That's loving God. Let obedience, let that love for God, you know, never leave us. Always. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be perfectly obedient, but you don't. It's not about perfect obedience. It's about a desire to love, a desire to obey, and faithfulness to never leave us. And faithfulness is beautiful. And a lot of people resent faithfulness because it magnifies their reality that they're not faithful people. Mm-hmm. And if you are a faithful person, you'll find out that your fellowship with those people around you in the context of your work and your family and your spiritual fellowship will be few, because things will go and things will come. Unfaithful people will go and unfaithful people will come and they won't stay. But those that are faithful, it just lasts. And with God, he wants us to be faithful in our love and our obedience. And there comes seasons when it's difficult to love. It's difficult to obey in the context of what you're going through at the time, and to do what you need to do at the time you need to do it, because it's the right thing to do. And to be faithful when nobody else is faithful, when everybody else is letting everybody else down, that you remain faithful to God and you remain faithful to your brother and your sister. Understand this, that if you say that you are love God and you are faithful to God, but you're not faithful to your brother and you're not loving your brother, the Lord says you're a liar. The Word of God says you're a liar. So this is about how we are to each other. There's a lot of people that demand faithfulness to them, but they're not faithful to you. That's not love. That's some kind of twisted stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about that we're willing to do what Jesus did and to lay down our life. We don't leave God. Jesus never left the Father. He never left the Father. As a matter of fact, he never did anything or said anything unless he heard the Father tell him or show him, "This is what I want you to do." I mean, that's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And did he please everybody? No. You know, I was just speaking to one of my neighbors last night. I was taking a stroll around the neighborhood, and he was talking about, in the context of, you know, faithfulness and how people just pretty much aren't, you know, they pretty much aren't faithful. And God wants us to be able, this is what he says. This is how we actually reach success. You want a good name? You want favor with God and favor with men? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 through 4. Listen to it. "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man."
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Over the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.